It's time for Off the Clock, a look at what's happening in arts and culture in Central Missouri. I'm Janet Saidi. Filmmakers and filmgoers alike are flooding into Columbia for the fourth annual Citizen Jane Film Festival. We'll check in with two of this year's featured filmmakers. But first, it's also the season to be scary, and this year we're getting an extra helping of vampires. The fourth movie in the Twilight saga is coming to box offices this November, but a darker sort of vampire has already landed in Columbia. KBIA's Camille Phillips caught up with the Columbia Entertainment Company in rehearsal for its production of Dracula the Musical, where Edward Cullen was nowhere to be found.
From the opening notes, the creepy, otherworldly tone is set for this musical adaptation of Bram Stoker's gothic novel. There are no baseball-playing, guilt-ridden, high school-attending vampires here, warns Kara Overcrom. She plays the character of Mina Murray.
It's a completely different side of vampires from what, like, modern pop culture says that they are. So, I don't know. I'd challenge people to be a little more open-minded if that's what they're coming to expect, because they'll hopefully be pleasantly surprised.
What you will find is an ancient, commanding creature that has no qualms with drinking the blood of those he puts under his thrall. Director Leslie Stock has chosen not to make it too gory.
I have not really delved too much on the bloody, gory side of it. I've wanted to stay on the mysterious, romantic side of the story.
What is not toned down at all is the sensuality. The character of law clerk Jonathan Harker writhes shirtless as the vampire brides drink from his neck. Dracula straddles Mina and leans over her to share his blood with her. The theater recommends parents think twice before bringing their kids. But like the Twilight series, the strongest thread in this classic story is also romance. Characters are pulled in two directions by emotions beyond their control. And in the end, love has the power to invoke change.
Why you had an effect on me that no one else has ever had.
The Dracula played on this stage is also different from the Dracula portrayed in Bram Stoker's original novel. Erin Gore Wilson is an instructor in the English department at MU.
Most of the time that I teach British Lit, I always teach Dracula, and my students are often really surprised by who he is in that novel. He's remarkably unsexy.
That's right. The Dracula of Stoker's novel was dark and what Victorians would have considered sexually deviant.
He really represents everything that the Victorians were afraid of coming in and sort of disrupting this sort of perfect orderly society that they tried to set up for themselves. And what becomes funny is when it gets adapted in the 20th century and now into the 21st century, as we've had this sort of vampire renaissance, how the vampire becomes the thing that we pretend we're afraid of, but that actually we find really alluring.
The vampires in Dracula the Musical maintain the scare-worthy qualities of their gothic novel origins. They also add the sensuality of the Dracula movies. But they're not approachable like the Cullens or some of our other more recent vampire characters. Jazz Rucker plays Dracula. He says Dracula is a complex sort of monster.
Hopeless romantic, just misunderstood on just about every level, and has been sort of done wrong in his past, and some things didn't go the way he wanted to, and so he took them to heart.
But the musical is more than a whirlwind of deep, dark emotions. Sometimes there's just good, scary fun. Like when the character of Renfield enjoys an appetizer of spiders.
One good, fat fellow here.
You can catch a performance of Dracula the Musical Thursday through Sunday evenings, now through October 16th.
This is a spider.
Camille Phillips, KBIA News.
One of the Citizen Jane Festival's featured films this weekend is Southern Belle. It's a documentary that shadows teenage girls at an extraordinary camp in Columbia, Tennessee. Instead of canoe trips and making s'mores, this camp reenacts the experience of a 19th century girls' school on the eve of secession in 1861. KBIA's Elizabeth Trovel sat down with the two filmmakers, Kathy Conkright and Mary Makeley. Here's their conversation.
It's a documentary that's about a summer camp where young women, ages 14 to 18, come for a week and they reenact what it's like to be a 19th century Southern belle on the eve of secession in July of 1861.
We've had people talk to us about this film who absolutely loved it from both ends of the spectrum. They want to send their daughters to this camp, or they want to sign up themselves to go to this camp. On the other end, we have people who think it's an incredible way of capturing a certain segment of the population who believes in how secession came about, and that they're horrified at the messages that are being taught to these girls.
What did each of you guys learn throughout the process of making this film?
I think that I came away with an understanding of the sort of the complexities behind how we develop our own identities and all the things that are going into how we sort of create a story about ourselves. And for me, I think as a Southerner, it was a very conflicted story, because on one sense, a lot of what I want to do and the work I do is, I feel like, to add an alternative representation and narrative about the South and Southern culture. And yet this story, in some ways, or this event, was a classic, you know, sort of a stereotype.
We really believed that at the beginning this would be a film about the girl's journey from transformation of the contemporary 21st century girl to an 1860s girl. Mm-hmm. And it became less about that and then about the overarching messages and the purpose behind it. And as Kathy was talking about, how one builds an identity.
Do you have a favorite moment in the film?
That moment for me is this great scene where there's these two tables of young women, and there's two tables right next to each other, and what one group is doing and talking about, and they're like much more modern and they're not really taking this as seriously. To me, they're much more kind of classic teenage girls doing what you would expect, and they're talking about things like cheerleading and guitar band, and then the camera pans back and forth while this table is doing that. The camera pans over to a table right next to theirs, where this group of women is incredibly invested and very serious about what they're doing. They take it very seriously, and they're like singing this beautiful hymn.
In harmony
while they're needle pointing, you know, and I just love seeing that contrast back and forth. It's just very funny.
All right, well, I really appreciate you both sitting down and talking with me.
Thank you.
It was great to be here.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's KBIA's Elizabeth Trovel talking with Citizen Jane filmmakers Kathy Conkright and Mary Makeley. That's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Janet Saidi. Scarlett Robertson is back next week. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.